When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
This morning, joining us now is Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. Happy New Year, Mayor Frey.
Well, good morning, Vanita. Thank you so much for having me, and congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you so much for joining me on my first week. So my first question for you is, we heard from our political analyst, Blois Olson, yesterday that both Minneapolis and St. Paul are considering vaccine mandates and possibly testing mandates. What can you tell us about what Minneapolis is considering and how it might work?
Yeah, well, first, we did place in a mask mandate just a day ago, and we feel that it is crucial to keep Minneapolis open, to keep the economy moving forward right now, and we have to keep people safe at the same time. And that is clear, the surging number of cases that we're seeing, the hospitalizations we're seeing, the number of ICU beds that have been filled to the brink and to the capacity has prevented other people that need emergency assistance from getting help. And so, yes, it was necessary to go down the route of a mask mandate. I recognize that people don't want to, but I also think that people recognize the necessity and responsibility of protecting themselves and their neighbors. And, of course, you know, looking at vaccines is something that we are considering right now, but we got to do our due diligence.
You don't expect to announce anything today, then, as far as a vaccine or testing mandate?
I don't anticipate anything coming today because we've got a bit more work to do to understand the logistics of rolling anything out. But it is certainly it's something we're exploring, but no final decision.
This week, and you know, it's been a big concern in both cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, but in Minneapolis alone, more than 650 people were shot across the city by the end of 2021, the carjackings, the robberies. You have unveiled some new initiatives. Can you talk about those to address the rising crime in Minneapolis and how quickly you think some of these things can get going to address the issues that are happening in the city?
The violent crime that we've seen, from carjackings to home invasions, let's be really clear, it is garbage. We need to make sure we've got a multifaceted and collaborative approach. We need to be making sure we are holding the perpetrators of these violent crimes accountable. Does it mean that we need to bolster enforcement? Absolutely it does. It also means we need other safety beyond policing mechanisms as well. And so I've been working day in, day out with our soon-to-be interim police chief, Amelia Huffman, who is really incredible. And I'll tell you, you know, as we step into a new year, we've got to be recommitting ourselves on this work. I know the Minneapolis Police Department is working tirelessly to step up enforcement. For instance, on the carjackings, they're centralizing a lot of additional effort in areas where cars have previously been dropped. I'm meeting with a number of different other mayors this morning in a matter of about 30 minutes to go over ways that we can collaborate better together. And we're using a whole lot of data to enhance our investigative resources as well, because that's really a key piece, is making sure that we've got the right intelligence, the right data to make sure that we're holding perpetrators accountable and that we're ensuring that justice takes place. So we're going to be really doubling down. And I also mentioned, you know, certainly we've got some new recruiting classes coming on board as well.
And speaking of that, you've lost hundreds of officers. What are some incentives? What is the city doing? What are you doing to encourage people to join the Minneapolis police?
Police need to get paid more and fired more. We need to make sure that police officers that want to be community-oriented, people that care deeply about the neighborhood or the city that they live in and want to provide compassionate service and be there for those that need them most in their most troubled times of life, we want to make sure that they have the incentive to step up and become police officers. And simultaneously, we need to make sure that when those officers don't stand by the accountability measures that we insist on, the procedural justice values that we demand, that they're fired. Accountability and incentives, both of those things are going to be important going forward. And so we do have 4 to 5 recruiting classes that are going to be coming on this year, but it doesn't do any good to have these recruiting classes if they're not filled. And we have a city, state, and national shortage right now of police officers. The job is hard, you know, and so we're going to need to make sure we've got a statewide campaign, I believe, and I'm asking, for a statewide campaign to make sure that we get the best, the brightest police officers or police officer candidates to apply.
We're talking to Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. Are these police officers who are being recruited going to get properly trained as well? Is that part of your plan to bring in new officers?
Absolutely. They need full and comprehensive training. They need de-escalation training, centering de-escalation in everything that we're doing. They need to make sure that they've got implicit bias training, procedural justice training, use of force training, you name it. There's going to be no shortage of trainings for those police officers that are coming on. And even if they aren't equipped to immediately come on the force, we've got a community service officer program, which, by the way, the program for application has just opened up a couple of days ago for those that might not, you know, have the full educational experience to jump right on the force. They can still become police officers. So, again, if you want to be the change in the Minneapolis Police Department, if you want to protect and serve and help those that are in some of their most troubled times, sign up, apply. We want you.
We've got a minute left with Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. Devastating news yesterday. Minneapolis civil rights activist and journalist Mel Reeves dying from complications of COVID-19. What did he mean to this community?
Mel Reeves, he's just a tremendous person. He was a champion of justice, an incredible influence for equity in Minneapolis over decades. And I mean, Mel Reeves has been a mainstay. And so I think his loss will leave a gaping hole that I know so many are ready to step up and fill the mantle and take up the mantle and have. But Mel is just a tremendous guy, and I'm going to miss him, and I know that so many others in our city are as well. And Sarah and I are certainly keeping his family and loved ones in our thoughts.
Mayor Frey, congratulations on your second term. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you'll be back again.
I certainly will. Thanks for having me, Vanita.
Thank you. Weather and traffic next.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.